a stinker of a day yesterday, wasn't it? I mean, a shock to the system after all that milder and, you know, more autumnal weather we've been having. But imagine if you'd been out on a long bike ride and you found yourself cycling in that weather. Because there's a group of cyclists coming through our region this week, and they're doing it for a pretty special reason. Nick Young is co-founder and president of Dementia Research Community. He's currently riding from Bondi to Barossa for the Ride to Remember. Good morning.
Good morning, Sally. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Where are you this morning?
We are in Tamora.
And how did you manage yesterday? That would have been a bit of a shock to the system. I mean, we're well into March. You wouldn't be expecting to get a day like that.
Oh, absolutely. I've heard there's just like heat records everywhere. But, you know, yesterday was okay. We left Yass earlier, an hour earlier than scheduled. So we got into Tamora, you know, the friendliest place in New South Wales, an hour earlier. But the last 30K in the town were pretty hot. But look, we were kind of semi-adjusted to that because getting into Yass from Bundanoon on Saturday was absolutely scorching. Mm. So we were okay. And look, we've got great support crew. We add in extra stops to fill up with water. We've got some great hydration from sponsors Pure Sports Nutrition to keep our electrolytes and salts up. So we're doing okay. But it's great to come in through the Riverina and see the lovely towns and the landscape.
Now, you started off at Bondi on Friday, and it sounds like the trip is going really well.
Yeah, it is. We did start on Friday in Bondi. We rode to Bundanoon, then to Yass and into Tamora last night and today. And today we are heading off to Leeton, which is our shortest day of the trip. We've got 135 kilometres to Leeton. But what's really good about today is we're going to be visiting our first school stop. And we've got a bit of a school morning tea at Ardlesham School today, which we're really excited about.
Oh, that's really cool. Now let's talk about the dementia research community. What does it look like and what prompted you to start it?
So the dementia research community is I suppose, a bit of a name change that we implemented this year. In 2016, we founded the Bondi to Berry bike ride, which is a one-day ride from Bondi to Berry on the south coast, Southern Highlands region in New South Wales. We did that because I had a family connection to dementia. I know some of my close friends had a family connection to dementia. We like riding our bikes. We like being fit. And so we thought we'd combine that passion with some awareness raising. My dad had dementia, sadly. He passed away in August last year. And I know a lot of my close friends and family have got a connection, and a lot of our riders have a connection. So we founded that ride in 2016. That grew and continues to grow every year. And every couple of years, we do a multi-day ride, and that's how the Barossa ride came about. But the dementia research community is a name that we've kind of used now to encompass everything that we do, whether it's cycling, whether we volunteer at sporting events, or whether we go and do school visits, whether we do Bunnings barbecues, whatever it is. If we're talking about dementia, then we're inviting everyone else to come and listen to then form part of our community, because I think knowledge is key with this one. The more you know, the more you understand, the more we can kind of campaign and get some more funding in through government measures or grants, the better chance of trying to find fund a research for cure.
Nick, the other thing about this is you don't know what you don't know until you're confronted with it, are you? I've seen friends go through this journey and just if they'd started a little more prepared, maybe if they'd known just a bit more peripherally, it might have not have been such a shock to the system.
That's so true. I think there's that kind of not a myth, but, you know, there's that kind of connection with old age and forgetting things. And that's true. You know, we all kind of start to forget things later in life, but there's a very good chance. There's over 400,000 people that are diagnosed with dementia in Australia at the moment. There's a very good chance that there's a little bit more than just forgetting something. Mm. And as you say, if you're a bit more prepared with what could be coming up, you start to do some cognitive testing from age 60, then you've got a better base to kind of know where you stand if you're starting to experience those symptoms. But whichever way, you can be as prepared as you can be, but still getting a diagnosis of dementia is a horrible, horrible thing to go through.
It's a big thing to deal with. And then you've got to consider the whole idea of a diagnosis of early onset dementia.
Yeah, and that's right. And look, I've got a number of friends who are diagnosed with early onset dementia. Mm. I think you might know about Michael Lippmann, mm. you know, an international rugby player.
Yeah.
He was one of the keynote speakers at one of our events. He's diagnosed with early onset because of CTE, concussion related. But yeah, look, it's affecting younger people. It affects older people. There's really no discrimination with dementia. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to raise awareness. We're trying to fundraise for a cure. Everything with the brain is complicated. We know that. But if we can just do our bit or do whatever we can to give some money to the researchers to try and find what's going on, how to stop it or slow it down, that's a positive thing.
Now, you're passing through our region. Today, as we said, you're going to Leeton, then tomorrow you're going to Hay, and then you go from Hay to Balranald on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, you sort of make your way out of our part of the world from Balranald to Mildura. If people are listening and they see you along the road, or if they have the opportunity to tap into what you're doing, what would you like them to do?
Well, if they're on the road, I would really love them to give us a friendly beep, maybe even put your hand out the window and just know that we're riding for a good cause. We're not there to purposely slow you down if you're getting slowed down for whatever reason. You know, we follow all the road rules. We're into the left of the lane and the left of the shoulders when we can be. But look, you're going to be behind us maybe for a couple of minutes, if at all. Just be mindful they were doing it for a good cause. We are cyclists, you are cars or trucks, you know, that's only going to go one way, and so we just appreciate just a bit of a gap or just a bit of a horn mm-hmm. and a friendly hello. But on our website we try and post our tracking link, which shows where we're stopping and things like that. It's not great when we lose a bit of the internet connection and things like that, but if we can try and promote where we're stopping, we'd love you to come down and say hi or wave or whatever it is, and just know that, you know, people are riding for dementia awareness.
Beautiful. Lovely to catch up with you this morning. You travel safe through the Riverina.
Thanks, Sally. Thanks for having me.